God is good
all the time.
All the time. Amen. We want to look a little while this morning on your help. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Nick, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please? My help comes from the Lord. Do you ever need help with things? Some of us, it's easy to ask for help. Some of the rest of us, it's very difficult for us to ask for anybody to give us any help. I just love, how many of you love having to call on the phone the customer service number? Don't you just love that? You get on there and every one of them, I think that I've listened to here lately, they all say this, listen closely as our menu has changed. I've always wondered, I've never called there before. How do I know if their menu has changed, right? And then you start hearing all these things. Tell us what you need. Press 1 for this. Press 2 for this. Press 3 for something else. And I always start saying that famous word. Sheila heard me say this the other day, and she ran in the room and thought something was wrong. I start saying to my phone, customer service. Customer service. And finally, after a while, I always love it when it comes on there and say, have patience, where we'll be right with you. We're within the next call, the next couple of calls. Finally, they answer the phone, and you're praying the whole time, dear Lord, please make sure I can understand who I get, right? Because I want to make sure I get some help, and I want to need somebody to give me a little help. You get that help there. Also, when you get things that you order through Amazon or somewhere else, and it comes to your house in 100 different pieces, right? And you read the reviews, and the review says, oh, it's easy to put together. Well, some of those things I would say if you're a person well-educated, it's easy to put together. But you put all those things out, and you start reading the instructions. First of all, you got to decide if you're reading it in English or some other way of explaining things. And you get all those parts out, and you start putting all those directions together. And I don't know about you all, but I need help because a lot of times when I get something put together, I still got some stuff left over. Any the rest of you like that in your life? We all know today we do need help. It seems that David had it summarized up when he says, I lift up what? My eyes. That says to me that we need more help than customer service, right? That we need more help than the directions that you receive of putting something together. That our help as Christians, we know that our help comes from one big source, don't we? And we know that our help comes from God. I believe today we need more help than ever before, don't we? We're having more and more things thrown at us, more and more things that we don't understand, but we have a God that looks, helps and takes care of us, no matter what we need help with. So this morning, I want to look at a few things I believe in your life and also in my life that we need help with. First of all, help in times of temptation. Do you ever get tempted in your life? Has that ever happened in your life that you are tempted by something? We know that Jesus was even tempted, wasn't he? For 40 days and for 40 nights. The devil did everything in his power to tempt Jesus and cause him to bow down and worship him. But Jesus understood something. When he was in that wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights and being tempted, he was not being tempted by himself, was he? That he had his heavenly Father to be there with him. And the devil used all kinds of schemes and all kinds of things, but never once did Jesus fall victim to that temptation of the devil because he had the help. Today, there's a lot of things we get tempted by in the world, isn't there? A lot of things out in the world. And the one thing about the devil is he knows you. He knows what causes you to fall down and shatter things in your life. He knows those temptations that he needs to throw at you. And he doesn't throw them to you when you're strong, does he? He loves it when you're weak. He loves it when you're not attending church, when you're not reading your Bible, when you're not praying. He knows those are the exact times to throw that temptation at you in your life. Jesus made it through when he was in that wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights because he called upon God. I believe that's the same for us today as well, isn't it? When we are tempted, instead of complaining about it and saying what the devil is doing to us, we lift up our what? Our eyes. We lift up our eyes and say, God, I need your help. I need you to be able to help me to be able to overcome this temptation in my life. What is the devil trying to do to you today? He's trying to destroy everything that God has built up. He's trying to cause you to bow down and worship him and not listen to that call of God. So today when we are tempted, and I guarantee you, this very day you will be tempted by something. This very week you will be tempted by something. When you are tempted to fall short of the glory of God, call out for what? For help. And ask God to give you direction in your heart and your life. Not only help in time of temptation, but help in a time of loss. We've all had losses in our family, haven't we? And that's a struggle. Yesterday we went to a funeral. First time I've been to a funeral inside of a church for many, many years. And the place was packed. People was all around the bathrobes. And you go through the line and you talk to the family. And all you want to do to that family is let them know that you are there if they need you. And you want to be able to help them. I've had, I don't know how many. I wish Sheila and I would have wrote down how many weddings and how many funerals I've had over my life. But when I preach on at the funeral and I share about the grace of God, basically I'm trying to give that family some help and some encouragement in knowing what's going on in their life. I remember when I lost my mom and dad many years ago. There's a lot of benefits of being an only child. You get maybe a few more gifts and a few more things, but it puts a lot of responsibility on you too, doesn't it? Because you're the only one to make those decisions. And I remember when Dad passed away, I had Mom there to lean upon. But when Mom passed away, it was just basically me and Sheila. And I remember going behind Mom and Dad's house, getting down on the grass and praying and just looking up to heaven and saying, God, what do you need me to do? How are we going to be able to overcome this loss in our family? And I want to tell you something I'm always going to remember. God found a way for our family to overcome. When you have loss in your life, when you lose somebody in your life, when you have, maybe it's not only when you lose somebody in your family, when you lose a job, that's a big loss, isn't it? When you lose a close friend that's near and dear to you, when you have those type of things, what do we need to do? We need to lift up our eyes and what? Ask for help. Call out for help. And say, God, I need your help to give me what I need in my life to overcome that. I lift up my eyes and pray to God, and my God hears and answers my prayers and lets me know that I am not alone, that he is there to give me the strength and give me the courage that I need. Also, help in finding your way. How many of you all are good in giving directions? Well, over Metcalf County, we have an interesting way of giving directions. And Doug and Debbie and Kevin and all the Metcalf Countyans can tell you about it. Randy knows about it because he's been out and carrying over to our house before. But over in Metcalf County, the way we give directions is different probably than anybody else. Joe Murphy knows about this too. We have a red barn in Metcalf County, okay? The red barn. And when you move to Metcalf County, it's sort of in your welcome package. You've got to know where the red barn is. And Sheila and I have talked many, many times about what's going to happen when the red barn is gone. I guess we'll just say, you remember where the red barn used to be? Is where we're going to start. So your directions in Metcalf County is you go straight by the red barn, or you what? Turn at the left at the red barn. Sheila and I've got it down pretty good right now to give people directions to our house. You turn left at the red barn, go over two bridges, and what? Turn right on Research Road. Some of you say, well, preacher, I don't need those type of directions. I've got a GPS. Let me tell you what. That GPS can take you some interesting places, can't they? Some very interesting places. It's easy to get lost from somebody's directions if you don't know where the red barn is. It's easy to get lost and somebody saying, you know down there where the Smiths used to live. That's always good directions, isn't it? It's easy to do that. And we get lost a lot. We get lost a lot from directions that other people gives us. But sometimes I think we also get lost in life, don't we? Just lose our way. We're not getting the directions from the one person that we need to get those from. And we asked everybody else about directions in our life, don't we? What should I do? How should I handle this? Who should I talk to about all of these type of things? When we know the one person, when we need help with the directions in our life, we need to call upon that one person is who? Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the one that we call and we ask and say, God, I need your help. I need you to give me deliverance in my life. I need you to know and give me the exact directions that I need to go in my life. Because believe it or not, God knows what's best for you more than what? More than you do. And when you decide to let God give you those directions in your life and you listen to His Word, your life will be a whole lot better. But when we start doing it ourselves, when we're supposed to go straight by the red barn, we'll take a left, won't we? And we'll get very distracted and very lost. But we need to listen to the call of God. So help in finding your way. Also, we need help in bringing others to Christ. Lord knows we've got a lot of people that need Christ in their life, don't we? And you can name them. It may be somebody you work with. Maybe somebody in your family. It may be somebody that you love. Somebody that's so near and dear to you. And today we need, I read the other day that people are, instead of drawing closer to Christianity, people are what? Drifting away and away and away. And they're saying, God doesn't have anything to offer me. Why do I need to talk about God? Well, we all know something today. We have plenty to talk to others about how good God has been to us, don't we? If we just are willing to do that and say, you know what? I see that you need help. I see that you are struggling. I see that there's something in your life that is bringing you down and destroying you. Let me tell you about my God. Let me tell you about my God and what my God has done for me. And let me tell you, when I called out to help from Him, He was there. He heard and answered my prayer and gave me exactly what I need. You've heard me say this before. You know, as long as I've been preaching, I say a lot of things over, I guess. But sometimes we have to realize you are the only preacher that somebody's going to know. The only preacher that somebody's going to be able to hear you talking about Christ, sharing about Christ, and being there for them. How can you help? Tell others about the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And lastly this morning, help in listening to God. Help in listening to God. How often do you hear that voice of God? We hear a lot of other noise, don't we? A lot of other things that are out in the world and a lot of noise that is there. But I believe every day you need to hear from God, don't you? And you need to hear and say, God, I need help in hearing you. I need help in hearing you and knowing, God, exactly what you would have me to do and the person that you want me to be. I believe every day that God definitely does talk to us. And He's talking to us about what the day looks like and whatever that's going to go on in our life and what's going to happen in this upcoming week. We just have to be willing to listen and ask God for help. Where does my help come from? It comes from my lovely God. My God that is there for me. All I have to do is lift up my eyes and ask God for help. Because, as we know, God can help us with every aspect of our lives if we are just willing to call out and cry and call and ask for His help. Whatever you need help with this morning, we invite you to come as we have our closing song.